Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
A couple of things in the world where politics bleeds over into sports, both on the professional and the collegiate football fronts. And we've got some clips for you to play on that. But before we get to all of that, and your calls, by the way, at 855-839-1210, let's get caught up in the world of news as we find out what's going on. It's time for a Dawn Stenzelin, Big 3 at 9:03.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale and Company.
And Big 3 this morning, as we are looking at Veterans Day, the 11th of November, this day with many parades across our region. We are sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union in our Big 3. So United States Senator and Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman has said in an interview, everybody's playing the blame game here.
He's just a wang.
He's saying that those who basically threw President Joe Biden under the bus and pushed him off the ticket in favor of the Veep, Kamala Harris, well, they should own it.
Ooh.
So the fallout and the blame game, as basically he's saying they should own this. And as you know, he did endorse Harris reluctantly, but was a fierce defender of Biden, who was born here in Pennsylvania.
That is Scranton. Correct. You know, it really does make you wonder, and it's always easy to look at it in the aftermath, but what do we think the results would have been if it was Joe and not Kamala? My guess is the same or worse, perhaps, as far as Trump's margin of victory. I don't think Joe would have been closer, but boy, I tell you, Fetterman, they might kick him out of the party at this point. His stance on Israel, his stance on Joe and democracy. He's out there. Yeah, Trump's revered in Pennsylvania. They love Trump in Pennsylvania. John, you can't say that. You can't say that. And we're not allowing you to use stroke recovery as an excuse anymore. You're better now. You've been healed. Been a different guy since he had that stroke.
Yeah. He said one of the quotes, he said, when you take a reasonable, calculated risk, embrace your culpability.
Yes.
For what you've found out.
That's correct.
Ouch.
It's what my wife tells me every time I place a football bet that doesn't turn out the way I was hoping it would turn out. Take responsibility. Nick, you were on the wrong side. Wrong decision.
As the stats come out, we look at this, Trump making history nationwide. No Republican presidential candidate has won Philadelphia County since Herbert Hoover's 1932 contest, and Donald Trump no different, obviously. Pennsylvania's largest city and several other blue bastions seeing marked movement, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, because obviously Harris still won by 59 points, but Trump increased his margins by at least 5 points.
Yeah.
So as we look through these numbers, I think there are a lot of concerns. Even the Poconos, Monroe County, look, increasing his margin by 7.5 points.
Let me give you this little tidbit that's been flying out there since the weekend from ABC News that's kind of flown under the radar. Remember I told you that I didn't think Shapiro wanted to take the Veep role? I thought maybe he thinks his best path is 2028 and he would have turned it down. And I know a lot of people were giving me pushback. Oh, he definitely would have taken it. ABC News reported this. Following Harris's interview with Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, there was a sense among Shapiro's team that the meeting did not go as well as it could have. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News. Later on Sunday, after the interview, Shapiro placed a phone call to the Harris team indicating he had reservations about leaving his job as governor, sources said. So it makes you really wonder if this is true. And again, it's a report, it's sources, who knows what the agenda is at play here. But we said, like, how do you skip over Shapiro for Tim Walz?
Yeah.
And if this is accurate, then maybe it was Shapiro that declined, which has been my thought all along. It's like, it's the same thing with DeSantis. You know, maybe DeSantis should have waited, right? When you're the governor and your stock's very high and you're, quote, popular in said state, sometimes you got to pick and choose, like, you know, your career ambitions versus the timing. And the timing was bad for DeSantis because he couldn't get through Trump, obviously. Hell, Nikki Haley lasted longer than DeSantis did. Same thing with Shapiro. You know, maybe the weight game for 2028 is the play for Shapiro.
Well, it looks good now for Shapiro.
Yes.
It looks like he was prudent to stay out of the mess.
Yep, if that's true. Yep.
If it's true. We have, so number three in our big three, I will say, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Stevie Nicks joining our own Jason Kelsey on the latest Philly special Christmas song. I think that's pretty cool. Phil Almquist normally would be doing this, but he's obviously living his best life.
Right. Well, it's supposedly. They got beat 31. I mean, he went all the way to Arizona to watch his team get smoked again. That man just feels no pain.
So our former Eagles center, he's talking about living your best life, having a lot of fun, and the one-man media empire. He convinced her, the former Fleetwood Mac singer, obviously, and the woman on that side that everybody remembers, Stevie Nicks, so awesome, iconic, really. But I'd love to know, how did he convince Stevie Nicks to sing with him? I mean, it's pretty cool.
Here we go. It's Christmas today! Maybe this year, love will appear deeper than ever before. And maybe forgiveness will ask us to call someone we love, someone we've lost, for reasons we can't quite recall.
That's Stevie Nicks.
Maybe this Christmas. When was this recorded?
Just recently.
Maybe there'll be an open door. Maybe the star that shone before shine once more.
It's not.
I'm all Kelsey'd out.
Yeah, me too.
My goodness gracious.
I bought last year's as a gift. Look, here's the thing. It raises money.
I was just going to say that,
All the profits go
That's how he got Stevie Nicks, by the way.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's Children's Crisis Treatment Center, their toy drive, and Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 100% goes to charity.
Yeah.
Last year, I think last year was $4 million they raised.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
They were cranking out a new ad for the Kelseys over the weekend for Pepsi, for Gladiator, the movie.
Yeah.
It's Travis Kelce, Derrick Henry, Justin Jefferson, and some other guy. I forget who it is in the NFL. And I remember saying this yesterday to my wife. I said, between the Mannings, the Kelseys, and now the Watts, that's who it was. It was TJ Watt for the Steelers. His brother was JJ Watt. He's on the NFL Today now on CBS. The Watts, the Kelseys, and the Mannings. If I never see any of them again, I'll be happy.
I love the Kelseys.
Oh, it's just unbelievable. And I get it. It's very rare that brothers together play in the league. I got it. But the novelty act has worn off.
Yep.
That's just me, being a curmudgeon.
Speaks for himself.
But if Pepsi wants to come to me, I'll take their money.
Wait, Coke or Pepsi?
Well, you know, I am a Pepsi guy. We've established
yes.
that.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Dawn's Team Coke.
On this Veterans Day, we have the Media Veterans Day Parade,
yeah.
70 degrees and sunny today. So for all the commemorations happening across our region, across the nation, a beautiful day weather-wise locally. Sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Open a First Harvest Credit Union Growth checking account and have easy access to your money for everyday spending while earning as high as 2.0% annual percentage yield. Visit FirstHarvestCU.com for all the details. Membership restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Thank you, First Harvest Credit Union, for sponsoring our Big Three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Let's get to some of your calls. Appreciate you guys hanging through the cut sheet. Let's go with Christian in Jenkintown's got an interesting proposal. Christian, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, ma'am. So I think to kind of keep with the modus operandi of kind of trolling the media, I think Trump should do guest press secretaries until the media can kind of behave like journalists and not propaganda machines.
A rotating cast.
Yeah, exactly. For instance, can you imagine like someone like Russell Brand going out there and like answering media questions, or Gutfeld, or James Woods, or...
You know who I would send
Jimmy
up?
Jimmy Fallon.
I'd send up Zioli.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all of them.
He would disarm everybody in about nine seconds.
It would be incredible to just watch them just melt. Well, like, how could you treat us like this? Well, very simply, you're getting treated the way you need to be treated. Behave like journalists, and you'll get treated like journalists.
Yeah, it's funny you say that too, Christian, and thank you for the call. According to reports, the top candidate is a lady by the name of Melissa Rein Lively. Melissa R-E-I-N Lively, L-I-V-E-L-Y. And if this is the pick, I would not be surprised, at least from the aesthetics, because it would be right in line with Trump's last press secretary, which is now on Fox News now, Kayleigh McEnany. I'm looking at a video of her now. Tall, thin, blonde, gorgeous. It's definitely the Trump type. Although you could argue Sarah Huckabee Sanders was, you know, his press secretary, and she didn't fit that, you know, the physical description of the last two, or potentially the last one and the current one would be interesting. I would be willing to bet, if it's not about appearance, which I hope it's not, I think she's probably a firecracker, a lot like McEnany and Huckabee was. Because you have to, right? Like, when you're the Republican, especially when you're a Republican with the name Trump, your press secretary has to have a thick skin and a backbone, right? And Sarah Huckabee Sanders puts up with no crap. Kayleigh McEnany put up with no crap. And they're treated differently. I mean, let's watch the first couple exercises in late January and into February and into March, the first quarter of 2025. See how the media asks these women, presumably a woman, the questions versus how they ask it to Jen Psaki or Karine Jean-Pierre. And I think, Dawn, you could speak to this perfectly. There's going to be, you talk about media bias, right? Just the sheer tone of the questions will be completely different for that press gathering. How many times do they do it? Is it multiple times a week? I know the binder typically is up there around 2 o'clock Eastern each day. But you're going to see a stark contrast, right?
Yeah, and Melissa Rein Lively she's the founder of America First PR, and as well, I looked her up. She has a PhD in memology.
Memology?
Like memes.
Like memes, like the
like
things on social.
Yeah.
You can get a PhD in that? That's
so I guess you can get a PhD. No, I'm looking at her bio.
No way.
She is a self-proclaimed memeologist.
So she's got her doctoral degree in trolling?
So.
Like, what is that?
So she's, it's funny though, her team is offering, I mean, we could interview her. Her team is saying, if you'd like to, you know, interview her, here's the contact. So
I'd like to nominate Sean Farish as White House press secretary and let him go up and just answer the questions imitating
Excuse
Trump.
Me.
Yeah. Could you imagine the way he would pick people apart?
Yeah, I guess they have, you know, you have to post this and people interview for it. But I would say Caroline Leavitt, I would imagine she's right
up. Yeah, I was going to just say, where does she go from here?
And what about Alina Haba?
Well, Haba would be a total,
right?
Total spark plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, she puts up with no crap. I like Caroline Leavitt, I do. I don't know that she is as, not brash, abrasive. Not sure what the word is. She seems like a sweetheart. I don't know that you want a sweetheart in that role. You want somebody up there that can, you know, take the bullets, so to speak, and spit the nails right back, right?
Yeah, I mean, Melissa, who you mentioned, she has like 20 years of experience.
Okay.
So she's somebody who, you know, has her own company, and obviously she is more established.
Mm-hmm.
She is the CEO. She founded this company. She's the CEO of it, America First PR, as well as the Brand Consortium PR. So she has a, you know, decades of experience doing this.
855-839-1210. We'll wrap up with the calls, and we've got Karen, who is in Maryland. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Love your show.
Well, thank you, Karen.
Yeah. So you were talking with the border, thank goodness. Playing a clip of President Biden inviting immigrants might quiet people down. They don't understand where this all came from, how it all started. So, I mean, Kamala said she would secure the border. Let's push it for them to do it and secure our country and let the United States be united.
Yep. We saw the executive orders and the executive actions that Joe Biden did in his first handful of months in office. And I think it was something to the tune of overriding 91 plus executive orders at the border.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. No, but I'll tell you what, even if they don't do that between now and January 20th, when Joe and Kamala officially leave office, the clock is ticking. So if you came across seeking asylum and you did it illegally and you're floating around throughout this country, you better get your kicks in now, right? You better get your preloaded debit card and all the other nonsense out of the way, because Tom Homan's coming in and that thing's about to get really sealed up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Which, by the way, too, I think we might have had this for you late in the week last week. It might have been on Thursday or Friday, but it was definitely post-election once it was confirmed that Trump had won. Eric Adams rescinding some of the, I forget what the specifics were now. He scaled something back on illegal immigration in New York City. I'm not sure if it was the debit cards. It might have been something along the lines of funding.
They didn't renew it.
They didn't renew it.
It was a 1-year contract. No. It was, people were outraged by that.
Yeah.
That, you know, and especially during the storm, that's part of what went viral. You know, you had people getting these, what is it? They're getting $350 to $500 a week for illegals. And you think about that in New York with the situation of what's happening, that they were just doling these out. So they tried to be quiet about it. They did not renew. And by the way, it was a no-bid contract.
Yeah. A lot of things changing really quick once it's, you know, confirmed that Trump had won. Trump had spoken, I believe the report is, with 70 different world leaders. Trump has also spoken with Putin about not escalating anything with Ukraine. I believe there's now some sort of peace talk, ceasefire conversation being had in the Middle East. It's like word got out that the sheriff's back in town, and everybody, whatever you've been doing for the last 3.5 or 4 years, you better get your kicks in now and wrap it up, because things are about to change. So it'll be interesting to see how much he obviously can do on day one, what he can do in the first 90 days, and then where we are, you know, a year from now and then 2 years from now, because before you know it, it'll be primary season once again, and midterms will be right around the corner for 2026.
My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models have such sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And Piazza has thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available right now across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Greg Stocker, what do we have left over for what's on the cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet?
I do. By the way, for all the people asking, Sean will be with us tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, he was preoccupied. He's hanging out with AOC and Harry Sisson. He's hanging out with his liberal friends this morning. He dusted us. No, I'm kidding. He'll be with us tomorrow.
Nancy Pelosi gave an interview with the New York Times. And it's funny how they're all rewriting history now. She said that Biden endorsing Kamala Harris for president made it almost impossible to have a Democrat primary. A Democratic primary.
So, is... Well, I'll save it for the... Hold on. All right.
What comes next?
Should there have been an open primary, though?
Well, see, we thought that there would be... You know, there, it was... The anticipation was that if the president were to step aside, that there would be an open primary. And as I say, Kamala may have... I think she would have done well in that and been stronger going forward. But we don't know that. That didn't happen. We live with what happened. And because the president endorsed Kamala Harris immediately, that really made it almost impossible to have a primary at that time.
First of all, that's complete hogwash and nonsense, because what she is saying, once Joe said he's going to endorse Kamala, they were scared of their own shadow, because if they leapfrogged her and put in Gavin Newsom or Andy Beshear from Kentucky or Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania or even Mr. Potato Head himself, Tim Walz, it would be viewed as racist and sexist, because MSNBC and CNN would have been shouting from the mountaintops, they are replacing a female minority after Joe Biden endorsed her for a white man. No, the reality is she's not qualified to do the job. But where the Democrats went wrong is, and this is the beauty of karma, they lied to all of us for multiple years that Joe was not in cognitive decline. And Joe's cognitive decline was on full display on June 27th in Atlanta in that early debate against Trump. And because they lied, what they should have done is either forced his hand a year ago and had a full cycle for the successor to run, or obviously conduct a primary and let the people decide. But they tried to pull a fast one on you in the eighth inning, and it blew up in their face. That's what happened.
She also suggests Kamala Harris could have won if Biden got out sooner.
No. Not on the messages she was running on, not with the policies she was trying to implement. I mean, you think price gouging and price caps is going to get you elected in the United States?
Nancy Pelosi with the New York Times.
I think the timing hobbled Kamala Harris because she had 100 days to get a campaign off the ground, to mobilize people, to get her message across, to get her self.
We called this, by the way, that if she would lose, if Kamala Harris lost, they were going to throw Biden under the bus so quick.
Yep.
It was Biden's fault. He didn't get out quick enough.
Nope, and of course
not. Maybe it was. But I think anybody related to this, seeing the headwinds, anybody related to this administration was not going to win.
Yes. But because they're tied together at the hip, right? Joe and Kamala are one and 1A. And the reality is this. You can sit here and give me, well, you only had 100 days. You had $1.4 billion. $1.4 billion.
I mean, this was an incredibly truncated campaign. And many people think that maybe she was set up to fail just by the timeline alone.
Oh, I don't think she was set up to fail. But let me just say this. We're only a couple of days since the election. There'll be many reviews of timing and the who, what, when, and why, and where as we go forward. And books will be written about it. The fact is, she did a great job with the time constraint that she had. Had the president gotten out sooner, there may have been other candidates in the race. Kamala, I think, still would have won, but she may have been stronger having taken her case to the public sooner.
She did a terrible job, and she did a terrible job because she kept trying to talk and define about Trump. We already know what Trump is. He's been around for 8 or 9 years. He's the proven and known commodity. You didn't even need to mention his words. You needed to spend those 100 days defining who you are and not saying you're a middle class child on loop, right? It was the same message time and time again. Select interviews. It was, when you look back on everything that they did with the orchestrated efforts, the concerts, giving Oprah $1 million, trotting out Bill Clinton, You want to win Gen Z, but you're bringing out 77 or 78-year-old Bill Clinton? He doesn't resonate with 22-year-olds. Most people don't even know who he is unless you told them.
There's also this war brewing between Bernie Sanders, AOC, and Nancy Pelosi. God, you hate to see it happen. So Bernie Sanders came out and said that, of course Kamala lost because the Democrats abandoned the working class message, which to Bernie Sanders' credit, he's had the same message for 70 years. So his message never changes. Nancy Pelosi responded to what Bernie Sanders said.
I want to pick up on this working class issue. Yes. Because in a statement after the election, Senator Bernie Sanders said it should come as no great surprise that a Democratic Party which has abandoned working class people would find that working class people have abandoned them. And Joe Manchin, who's now an independent but was an important moderate Democrat for years, also weighed in and had a similar diagnosis of what went wrong. And that was that the party doesn't stand for what it used to.
Well, I just completely disagree. And in fact, might notice that Kamala Harris ran ahead of Bernie Sanders in Vermont.
So what does that tell you? I mean,
well, it tells you that the fact is that what we do, what our purpose is in the Democratic Party, is for America's working families. So since you pursue it, what go ask Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has not won. Let me, with all due respect, and I have a great deal of respect for him.
No, you don't.
What he stands for. But I don't respect him saying that the Democratic Party has abandoned the working class families. That's where we are. For example, under President Biden, you see the rescue package, money in the pockets of people, shots in the arm, children in school safely, working people back to work. What did Trump do when he was president? One bill that gave a tax cut to the richest people in America. In
then
fact,
why did voters who earned less than $100,000 go for Trump in such large numbers?
Yeah.
Well, there are cultural issues involved in elections as well. Mm. Guns, God, and gays. That's the way they say it. Guns, that's an issue. Gays, that's an issue. Now they're making the trans issue such an important issue in their priorities. And the in certain communities, what they call God, what we call a woman's right to choose.
So you feel like it was the culture?
I think that's part of it.
Issue that
that's part of it.
Yeah.
Nothing is it. It's right. Part of it. Because it's really hard to understand how someone would vote for somebody like Trump who's been there for the wealthiest people. And again, I think the message that Bernie Sanders has put out is not the winning message for the American people.
So three things here. Number one, there's only two things Nancy Pelosi cares about: her stock portfolio and her denture adhesive. Okay, it looks like she could give you a little extra adhesive. Yeah, it's like Mrs. Doubtfire. Remember when Robin Williams, when the denture started falling out in the wine glass scene? Yeah, so that's the first thing. Secondly, it's not about you talk about in Nancy's words, gays, and you talk about social and cultural issues. The only cultural issue that Trump and the Republican Party fought in 2024 was keeping men out of women's bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports. Mm-hmm. That's common sense, okay? You made it a cultural issue with stuff like, I shouldn't say you, Nancy, but Kamala Harris with, transgender sex surgeries for illegal immigrants on taxpayer dollars in American prisons? Really? You don't think 99.9% of Americans are going to push back on that idea with their tax dollars? And then lastly, when we talk about, you know, where this party is, they have catered to such a fringe minority percentage of Americans. You know, they just don't resonate with the common person anymore. You have to be an Ivy League coastal elitist, somebody making well over 500 grand a year. You don't even resonate with the person that makes 100 grand a year. By the way, there's a lot of people that, you know, make 75, 80 grand a year that feel like they're living on the margins right now. Where, yes, but believe it or not, that meal that now costs $16 that used to be $11, you know, like that impacts people's lives. They still don't get it. And I don't know that they ever will.
We should break.
We're going to break. Maybe they'll have a chance to figure it out during the break. And we're going to come back and speak to our first World War II veteran from the Greatest Generation. Leon Koerner, come on down. Yeah. U.S. Navy, 1943 to 1967. All brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. And it comes your way next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And maybe you want to search for Leon Koerner and read about his backstory beyond what I'm going to speak about. Well, you can do that right now with the best search engine going. It's DuckDuckGo, because we're all tired of Google and Yahoo and Bing and all these other companies that spy on you and track you and spam you. That's why we are so excited to partner with DuckDuckGo for a second time around, because now they're going from great to even better with 3-in-1 privacy service with their new subscription package, which is going to give you a secure VPN anytime, anywhere. That's the most important thing in my eyes, because we're always on the move, right? You have a laptop, you have a smartphone, you're always traveling. You want that secure personal protection. Then on top of it, identity theft restoration. If your identity is stolen, they help get you back on track. And of course, personal information removal. All you have to do is go to duckduckgo.com/1210 for a free 7-day trial offer. And on top of that, up to 5 devices at one time. And once you love it, whether it's on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, if you still have a desktop, it's just $9.99 a month. How great is that? Do it today. Thank us later. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
You know, when it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built a reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and care. From custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes to storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation, KitchenMagic.com. You want to get this on the calendar right now. Let's cook up something extraordinary. KitchenMagic.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Today we are joined by retired Lieutenant Leon Koerner. He is 98 years old and he was in the Navy for 24 years from 1943 to 1967. Leon, it is great to have you on the show. Thank you for your time. How are you feeling today?
Well as can be expected when you're 98, yes. No, today's a pretty good day, but this does make me a little nervous.
Understood. So let's talk about your time serving the country. What made you enlist and what made you serve your country? Because you did it for almost a quarter of a century, which is commendable in its own right.
Well, I enlisted in 1943 when I was 17 years old, and I was a little bit worried about when I turned 18 I'd be drafted into the Army, because World War II was on, and I was not a big fan of the Army, so I figured if I enlisted in the Navy, I'd be safe.
Totally understand. And you were a fireman third class on the submarine named the Sea Cat, and it gave sail in New Hampshire and went through the Panama Canal, then on to Hawaii and patrolled the Pacific. And you were training, I see, to be an electrician on the sub, but you end up staying in there for 24 years. So what specifically kept you invested for such a long stretch of your life?
Well, I don't know. I never thought what serving on a submarine would be like, but I found it to be a very interesting, and it was a challenge every day. So it was just something that really suited my fancy.
Yeah, I can see that. Obviously, some of your responsibilities aboard the Sea Cat were to maintain responsibility and prevent supplies and merchant ships from reaching Japan during the war. And then after World War II, they docked in Japan. And you have a memory about, I think, handing out candy to Japanese children. Could you tell the audience a little bit about that?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I think it was the Christmas after the war. I was in our submarine I was on was homeported in Yokosuka, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And
interesting, because we're just coming off of Halloween, so I was just taking my daughters to get candy, so I got to imagine that these children were fascinated by the fact that you're sitting there, you know, representing the United States Navy, and you're giving out candy. So that's fantastic. Once you, after, you know, 1967 or so, when you decide to get out of the Navy, what did you end up doing professionally for the rest of your career before you reached retirement?
I worked as the engineering officer for the American Bank and Trust Company, later on Meridian Bank.
Oh, okay. I'm certainly aware of the name Meridian, for sure.
I was responsible for the operation of the computer room, air conditioning, electrical power, and for all the power and stuff in the branches. And we had like 200 and some odd branches scattered throughout the state.
Well, that's phenomenal. Well, I just want to thank you for your service, for your patriotism. I know this audience certainly has the utmost respect and admiration for what you do, for what everybody does, regardless of the branch, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, you name it. So thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your backstory. God bless you. And I'd love to chat with you once you get to 99 and you get to 100 and 102. I got a feeling you're going to be with us for a long time.
Okay, when I turn 99, you can give me a call.
You got it. Leon Koerner. Thank you so much, Leon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Leon Koerner, part of our 1210 WPHT Veteran Spotlight, where all week long we are highlighting America's heroes. It's all presented by Window Nation. For all of your window and door needs, visit windownation.com. All right, there he is, Leon Koerner. I got to sit down with him last week for a couple of minutes over Zoom, and got to tell you, a fascinating individual, and this guy is still pretty darn sharp as he approaches triple digits, which is just remarkable.
And bless.
I don't know how many of these individuals are left, male, female, doesn't matter. It's just, you go up and down the list, and you're like, anytime you come across any of these veterans in the grocery store, wherever, you know, and it doesn't have to be on November 11th. Just go up and, you know, give them a nod, you know.
Well, that's really why we're doing this, because it's, there's so few of them left that, you know, their stories need to get out there. And you know, what a perfect week to do this, because we always say that, like, the farther you get away from this stuff, the more you forget that it happens. And we can never forget that this, you know, what these brave men and women did.
No. And they didn't need mental health days at college.
No.
When the election didn't go in their favor.
No.
And we'll be chatting with three more of these vets today.
You don't think that they needed mental health?
No, I don't think Dwight D. Eisenhower won, Bob Johnson needed to sit in his dorm room and ponder his existence. Yeah. I think he probably just went up and went to class. Yeah. All right, we got to find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show, and also what happened today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history?
Today, Monday, November 11th. We celebrate the birthday of Ian Craig Marsh from the Human League, who's 68. We also lost Barry Oakley from the Allman Brothers on this day in 72. Filthy Phil Animal Taylor from Motorhead in 2015. And Big Bank Hank from the Sugar Hill Gang in 2014. Single Coot, I'm 18 by Alice Cooper in 71. My Best Friend's Girl by the Cars in 78. Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis in 57. And The Memory Remains by Metallica in 97. Albuquerque Rock and Roll Over by Kiss in 76. We Can't Dance by Genesis in the UK in 91. King Animal by Soundgarden in 2012. And Train of Thought by Dream Theater in 2003. Also in 2011, Black Sabbath announced they'll reunite for a new album and tour. In 97, Metallica holds a free concert here in Philly. In 67, Van Morrison appears on American Bandstand. In 93, James Brown appears on The Simpsons. And in 65, the Beatles complete recording for their Rubber Soul album. But lastly, also in 97, same day as the Metallica show, Green Day trashes a Tower record store in New York City during an in-store performance, causing $50,000 in damage. Of course, their label paid for everything. For Kale Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
There he is, Phil Omquist with a Monday edition. He'll be back live in studio on Wednesday, 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by McCausland Lock and Alarm. Business owners count on McCausland to secure and control access to their facilities, top-of-the-line equipment, industry-leading customer service, and owner Tom McCausland's wealth of experience. McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future. Let's get to the voicemail machine, Greg Stocker.
Well, let's just do the...
We just had the parody.
Yeah. This was sent in by a friend, Newman Price. So here you go.
Do you suffer from type 2 TDS? Well, if you do, I've got some great news for you. Introducing Kamalagon. Kamalagon works by relieving symptoms such as cackling in your ear,
oh boy,
cravings for immense word salads, and being unburdened all the time. Less frequent visits to the proctologist because you will no longer be in pain in the... With one simple red pill of Kamalagon, you can be feeling great for 4 years. Kamalagon. Kamalagon has been shown to reduce the desire to have dyed hair, nose piercings, tramp stamps, and you might even lose a few pounds. Kamalagon. So if you're just sick and tired of being a miserable person, try Kamalagon. Side effects from Kamalagon include the
Trump dance, listening to YMCA, having a good time, being a decent person in general, not freaking out over everything, not being a racist, not pointing the finger, not being a complete total bag.
If you're ready to try Kamalagon, give us a call at 555-4547. Kamalagon.
Wow.
I just... Put him on the payroll, Stocker.
Good job.
Good job.
Good job, Newman.
Wow.
Man. Most creative audience in radio.
I'm telling you. Our rogue staffer, some named, some unnamed. Incredible.
Hands down.
That's right. All right. The Dawn Show's coming up in 6 minutes. What do we have lined up top of the hour?
Yeah, so we will talk about, there's so many moving parts today as we look at Trump's picks, his transition team as well, world leaders that he's speaking with, and all the jockeying back and forth because, as for example, Elise Stefanik, now she's now the UN ambassador, so who gets her open house GOP leadership position,
right,
for example. So all of this going, we'll go through some of the politics and we'll still celebrate. You know, we're still celebrating.
Yes. We've got 70 right? days until the inauguration, right?
So it should, we have to, you know, earlier Nick Cale celebrated with a little ladies mud wrestling that
yeah.
he, you know, kicked off.
Yeah.
We had fun with that. We'll be greeted by some great veterans, among them locally, Senator Tracy Penicook. She'll join us for her veterans celebration, commemorations locally, nationally. We have it all. We have so many great guests. We'll update you as well on the very latest and the breaking news as far as Bob Casey still refusing to concede. We'll give you those latest numbers. Stay right there on YouTube, on our airwaves. We have a lot coming up.
All right. Dawn Show coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm off to talk to some more veterans that you will hear mm-hmm. from in the coming days. Sean Farish tomorrow at 8:30, and then Bruno on Wednesday at 8:30. And then we might even talk to Sean again on Friday at 8:30,
nice.
Because I like Sean. All right, that'll do it. Have a great rest of your day. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.